Wednesday. Huh, Wednesday. Wednesday morning. Rick, Matt, how y'all doing today?
Not feeling as keen on the rain as I was on Monday.
See, I told you. I told you. I'm tired of the rain.
I'm sorry, what?
Matt said he's not big on the rain anymore. I told him on Monday.
Yeah, you're right on that one.
It needed to stop. Like, no, Matt's, oh, no, I like the rain. No.
But what about how rain makes corn? Corn makes whiskey.
What are you doing, Rick? Are you?
Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
No,
Rick. How do you feel about that?
No.
Why?
That's a terrible song. It's 10:02, and that's your opening line to the show.
Well, I've been scrambling, man.
That's your opening line to the show. Is a terrible bro country song. It's not even a good one.
But nonetheless, it's catchy.
I'm moving on. I'm not even going to... No. Anyway, how are you doing, Rick?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just another day in paradise. We were trying to, I guess, figure out some of the stuff for the show today. By the way, Chance Collins will be back tomorrow. Had to step out of today for a little bit of a personal reason, but no need to fret. All is well with the Chancellor, and he will be back in the booth tomorrow. Okay, back to the rain. I did think it was over. It is frustrating. We talked yesterday. We said yesterday, just for a quick second, we said, this weather is so nice. We've moved past the rain. It's right back.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the weather, Rick. It's constantly changing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Especially East Tennessee weather.
Okay. All right. I have a bone to pick. Every single state in every single city claims that they have the craziest weather.
Oh, well, you know, just wait 5 minutes. That's East Tennessee weather. Just wait 5 minutes. Like, that's Kansas weather. Just wait 5 minutes. That's Texas weather. Everybody loves to claim that they have the craziest weather. You know, you see these pictures of like, oh, well, if you look out my car this way, it's a pitch black rainstorm. And if you look out the back, it's clear skies. Yeah, that's the edge of a rainstorm. That's what that is. What? That always has bothered me. Maybe a little too much now that I'm fully processing it.
You okay? You need to step outside, take a 5 minute breather?
No, I just think people are stupid for that. It's just weather. Everyone's got weird weather. You're not special. Your city's not special because you're there and you're noticing it. It's happening everywhere. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
You're good.
I have to a late start this morning.
But speaking of people getting all tore up about things that aren't all that serious.
Okay.
Dabo Swinney. And we'll lead with this because there's not really anything huge going on with Tennessee right now. Dabo Swinney, and these comments were made back in February. And it's now June 12th.
What do you mean? Like it's just now surfacing? Because I haven't heard this story, so I'm a react live as I go.
No, people are just now making a big deal out of it.
Why?
Because it's June, and there's nothing going on.
All right, that's a fair point.
So, Dabo Swinney was doing a SiriusXM radio interview. And he was talking about going, because he's from Alabama, talking about going back to Alabama. And he's talking, I think it was all fun and games early on. All isn't that sweet and that stuff. They talking about the people from Alabama. He said, they aren't happy to see me, but it's all good. It's a good problem. Because Clemson's been winning their fair share. So then He continued. He said, the person interviewing him asked if they had, talking about walls around the state of Alabama for him not to get in, walls around Pelham, Alabama, which is where he's from. He said, I don't know about walls, but I'm kind of like Osama bin Dabo.
Excuse me?
He said, I'm kind of like Osama bin Dabo.
Oh. All right. You're just comparing yourself to an international terrorist.
He's laughing. He's not being serious, Rick. This is all joking.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 2019. You can't do that. Okay, continue.
And then he says, I have to navigate my way through the caves and back channels to make my way through Alabama these days. So you have a problem with what he said?
I don't have a problem with it. Well, you know, I do. I do have a problem with it. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You can't.
First of all, I think this is just another example. People getting tore up about it. It doesn't matter. Okay, maybe it's not the best thing to say, but he's not. To me, it's similar to the Dooley situation with the
D-Day.
Yeah, the where's Rommel? Is it a smart thing to say? No. But is it worth dragging this guy through the coals with? No.
Is it worth saying in the first place? Like, you got to think, right? This isn't just any comparison he's making. He's making these comments about 9/11, ultimately. You can't do that, man. I don't care how many years it's been. You can't.
All he really said was he asked to sneak through caves and tunnels and things like that. He meant no ill will. I'm just so tired of people not being able to say anything without having. I mean, he meant no ill will by this.
He should have said I was like Mikey from the Goonies trying to navigate these caves.
The Goonies?
Yeah, the Goonies is the first movie that came to my head. But look, I get that we are in a culture where people are, I would say, they take up their arms considerably faster, and I think that probably the main reason for that is social media, right? Because it has completely shifted the mindset of our culture. Correct?
Yeah.
But I still think that this is one of those events that in no way, shape, or form do you joke about. And I get that, like, it wasn't even, like, I'm kind of like it, right? And maybe he said it was a, you know, in a funny gesture. You know, ultimately, he's literally just talking about weaving in and out of the state of Alabama, right? He's not making like any harsher comparisons, but you gotta understand your situation. You have to understand that people are going to be mad. I just think that's a stupid thing to do.
I just don't know why. I mean, Feinbaum was one of the ones that was so harshly against it. And I get it. He panders to Alabama fans, and I'll try to find his tweet.
His tweet was, this is an unacceptable comparison by Dabo and distasteful to the memories of the many lives lost and impacted by 9/11.
I mean, I get it. I do. But is it really worth making this big of a deal? It was said back in February.
Yeah, I'm confused why it's coming out now. Like, who got a hold of it that was a huge name to where everyone else... Because I'm reading an article from Fox News itself. Not ESPN, Bleacher Report, whatever it is. Like, this is Fox News. Also, shout out to Fox News. The headline is, Clemson Tigers Dabo Swinney criticized over unearthed, in quotation, Osama bin Dabo comments. And then it goes on to mention the word Osama instead of O.
I think it's interchangeable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I've seen it both ways. I'm not sure why.
That's so weird.
Change. Let's do things a little different today. We usually don't take calls in the first segment, but let's get T-Carp in here. T-Carp, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for squeezing me in the first segment. Guys, do we joke about Hitler? We do. I've seen so many commie sketches on Hitler, and how many Jews did he kill? About 6 million. Guys, this is it's no big deal. Like, taking a Twitter purge has, like, completely changed my way of thinking, and I highly recommend it. Because when you look at this and just look it out of the scope of social media, this is ridiculous. I hope he doubles down. I hope he says it again. It's stupid to even be mad. It's stupid to even be talking about this. I mean, people just get so offended, they just need to grow scrotums. Come on. Like, there's no way. There's no way they can be seriously offended by this. Correct? And by the way, you know, Osama bin Laden supposedly only took down about 3,000 people. And we make jokes about Hitler all day, every day, just about, and he killed 6 million Jews. There's no comparison. People need to get over it. It is a complete and utter summertime Trump up some drama story. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I don't – I mean, if he would have said it now and everybody kind of had a – everybody was outraged like they are right now, if he would have said it yesterday or today and people would have been gotten mad, I could have I would have understood it a little bit more, because that's just the way things are these days. People say stuff. People lose their minds about it. That's just how it is. But he said it back in February, and it's just now coming to light. And now everybody's losing their mind.
Exactly, because Feinbaum didn't have anything to write, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna pick this up and just throw it out there." I truly hope, though, that Dabo doesn't apologize for it and says nothing about it. Has he said anything about it lately? Have they made an official statement?
Not that I've seen.
No, they have not. Dabo nor Clemson officials have commented on this interview.
Good. I hope they don't, and I hope they let it die. It's just, there's no reason to even be upset about it. So, anywho, guys, thank you so much. You'll have a good one.
Gracias.
Appreciate the call, T-Carp. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump on and call us just like T-Carp did, we'll take a quick break right here. Listen to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
.10:18 here on The Blitz. Coming back to you. Segment number two, as always, we will head over to the opening drive to give you some of the sports news stories that might be passing through your way this morning. First down, the United States Women's National Team, World Cup, soccer. If you know me, you know that I hate soccer. It's a stupid sport.
Not a big soccer guy.
Think it's a very stupid sport. However,
it's not stupid. It's not the best, but it's not stupid.
All right. Agree to disagree. However, I'm bought in on the United States women's national team. If it's my country, I can get behind it. And if you're absolutely decimating people, just pummeling them into the ground, I'm all into that. I mean it. The United States women's national team wins 13-0 over Thailand. This is like this is a football score where you just happen to miss the extra point. Not a soccer score. Alex Morgan, record tying 5 goals. 13 goals is a new World Cup record.
Yeah, biggest ever women's World Cup win.
However, not everybody is happy about this. Not everybody is happy about the women's national team,
I'd say Thailand's not very happy.
Okay, well, they probably aren't. They just got absolutely embarrassed. No, it's actually people who are here in the United States are unhappy about this.
Americans have a problem with the way we won?
No, Brandon. Just because they're in the United States does not mean they're American. You will not like this. The Canadians were upset at the United States women's national team yesterday.
Give me a break.
The Canadians were upset over our sportsmanship.
What'd they say?
Well, lucky for you, I have the audio right here.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear it?
Maybe.
This is just on a post-game show. I don't know who any of these four ladies are, right? But it's just basically like you're how many people probably do? Probably not a large amount, all right? It's not the most popular sport, all right?
Okay, let's hear it.
Here it is.
Let's hear it.
Of doing something like that.
All right. Turn the volume up.
Little technical difficulties.
Sorry. I'm all about passion. And I think as a Canadian, we would just never, ever think of doing something like that. We played against the Americans before where you have a player of Christine Sinclair scoring 3 goals and she would never even think about counting how many goals she has on one hand. For me, it's disrespectful. It's disgraceful. I just, hats off to Thailand for holding their head high. I mean, their first time on a World Cup stage. I'd love to be there to just hug them all.
Yeah, the U.S. is fully capable of blowing out teams. And, of course, in the World Cup, you're not going to hold back. And maybe they have an internal target they want to meet or trying to break the
She's
record,
right.
But
we're not going to hold back.
Embarrassed is the word.
We're not going to hold back. We are the United States. We are better than Thailand. If you got a problem, stop us from scoring.
Yeah. I don't care if you think it's disgraceful. If you think it's disrespectful.
I hope we play Canada at some point during this Women's World Cup. If we do, I will make it a point to go out of my way and watch it. And I hope we beat them 15-0.
I love the passion.
Second down.
Wait.
Nope.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
She is speaking for all of Canada. But you know who isn't that nice that we've recently learned?
Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh, that all makes sense now. That's why he wants to fight Tom Cruise. Canadians are really up in arms right now about sports. It's raising their tensions. He wants to fight somebody. No, it's the Raptors fans. My goodness, the hypocrisy from Canada.
Yeah, that's a good point. Booing KD and his injury.
Second down. Also, a bar in Miami offered free shots before the game as a promotional thing to get people to come to their bar to watch the game. Free shots for every goal. I'm pretty sure it was something like double the amount of shots for an Alex Morgan goal, who ended up scoring 5.
Sounds like those people hit it lucky.
Sounds like those business owners lost some money. No, they probably made a bunch. Second down, the New York Knicks, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Dallas Mavericks are the front runners for Kemba Walker this upcoming offseason.
So the Mavericks, Knicks, and who?
The Lakers.
Lakers. Knicks and Lakers seem to be involved in everybody.
Yeah, they do.
Good for the Mavericks.
Telling you, something's brewing down there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
You just want it to be because you're a Mavericks fan.
Rookie of the year, Luka Doncic. You have Kristaps Porzingis.
Who's not played yet.
Doesn't matter. Still fantastic. KD won't play a year, likely.
All right, well, I hope it works out for you, Rick. I hope the Mavericks do well.
I hope we do get Kemba Walker. We're going to the finals. Third down. A second shooter has been arrested in the David Ortiz shooting incident.
A second shooter?
A second person. A second person has reportedly been arrested as part of the investigation into the David Ortiz shooting. The Associated Press cites that there is no public indication that the man is the suspected shooter. So that makes me believe that they do not know who it is yet.
So they have a second suspect.
They have a second, yes.
Interesting.
It says an earlier update from the AP on Tuesday revealed police in the Dominican Republic said the gunman who shot Ortiz on Sunday has not been arrested. However, the driver of the motorcycle carrying the gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar.
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
You didn't see the video?
There was a video of it?
Yeah.
So the getaway driver, although they're on a motorcycle. So how did they get the driver of the motorcycle but not the other dude?
I don't know. But they got one guy. And they were kicking his face in.
Oh.
It was bad.
Oh.
It was rough. It was bloody. If you have a weak stomach, don't watch it.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That is brutal. All right. Fourth down. Let's see. Where do we want to take this one? Victor Bailey Jr. has officially signed with the Tennessee Volunteers. The ink is dry. The Oregon transfer guard committed to Tennessee on May 31st. He has been in Knoxville the last 2 days, and yesterday afternoon, they got the deal done. So, we speculated yesterday how...
You called it, Rick.
Oh, thank you very much.
You called it.
Thank you very much.
I did not expect him to sign.
You were a little skeptical, which makes
sense.
It
didn't really make sense. I mean, if you're waiting to see what Kerry Blackshear is going to do, it would make sense if, and I was judging based on the article that I read that said that Victor Bailey might be the one that they would try to work something around to get to work Blackshear in.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not the case. Maybe they have plans on just telling somebody, hey, we don't really see you fitting in here. It might be best if you look elsewhere. Maybe that's what they're going to do if Kerry Blackshear decides he wants to come here.
God, this whole situation still just something feels off about it. And we may not end up getting Josephat Bilal or Kerry Blackshear Jr. In which, hey, you got no problems. You got your team. You got your roster. You got your recruiting cycle. You are done. You are good to go. Move forward. Let's play basketball. But you always got to prepare that you are going to get those guys. They wouldn't have offered them if they didn't believe that they had some chance of getting them. Maybe even more so with Blackshear. I totally agreed with you yesterday that, you know, maybe, and it, even though it didn't seem to match up fully all the way, you know, like Victor Bailey Jr. is a guy who maybe has the most potential to have been worked around, right? Just because no matter what happens, he can't play next year. But as we said a second ago, like the ink is dry. He is signed.
Yep.
He's a Tennessee Volunteer on recruit.
And I mean, I have faith in Barnes that he'll get it worked out. And I mean, they will figure out a way to make it work if Kerry Blackshear or this other kid, Josephat Bilal, if either one of them want to come, I think that they will find a way to get them on campus and make the scholarships and all that work.
Kerry Blackshear Jr., what a name that has kind of taken over, I think, the thought space of a lot of Tennessee fans over the last week or so. What we know for certain about Kerry Blackshear right now is that his official visit to Tennessee is this weekend. Whether rumor or speculation or whatever that he has been here this week, I don't know. But what we also know for a fact is that he's also visiting Kentucky this week. So he goes from Kentucky to Tennessee this weekend.
Maybe. I've not seen anything about the Kentucky visit. All I've heard is he plans to visit Kentucky this week.
This is from Evan Daniels.
When was the article? Is this the one that we read the other day?
It's from 19 hours ago.
Okay. I mean, he better be...
It's from our friend Grant Ramey.
Better be hurrying up if he's going to take a visit. I mean, it's already Wednesday. That would leave only Thursday because he's going to be here on Friday.
Let me Google it.
I mean, he would have to do it today or tomorrow if he's going to visit Kentucky this week.
Yeah, he would. And you would think he really would have probably already done it by now. Yeah, there's really There's nothing that, nothing at least off the bat that says that he is at Kentucky right now. But again, Grant Ramey says, you know, he's quoting Evan Daniels saying that he reported Monday that Blackshear will also visit Kentucky this week. So he reported that on Monday. So maybe he's already done it. And maybe these rumors about him being in Knoxville just aren't true. All I know is that, well, actually, let me pose this to you first. Would you rather Tennessee be the first team or the second team that he visits?
I want to be the last team.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to be the last team that he visits.
You want the last word?
Yep. I want to be the last one. Same way with recruiting in football or whatever. Whatever it is. You want to be the last team. You want to be the last one to talk to them. Let your message kind of sit in their head and the last voice that they hear. So, yeah.
When do you think that maybe something's going to come out about him?
I have no idea. Because I don't know.
Literally no clue.
I don't know if he's going to take any more visits. I don't know if he's going to visit A&M. I don't know if he's going to visit any other schools. I don't know. I would think maybe a couple weeks, but I don't know. There's really, as big as his recruitment is and as high profile as he is, there's really been very little information about anything.
All we really know is that what schools he's interested in.
And when he's visiting.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
Not even interest level.
No.
I think that every single school right now is in a limbo state that we're in.
Yep.
They're saying to themselves, well, I mean, I don't know if he's going to come. And if he does come, that'd be a huge addition. But, I mean, who knows? We don't know anything. Quiet business. Very prone to keeping the cards close to the chest for Cary Blackshear Jr.
Yeah, but you just gotta play it out and hope that that it works out. Hope that he picks Tennessee.
865-546-8200. If you would like to join the program, talk about Cary Blackshear Jr. or anything else that is on your mind, go ahead and give us a call. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
Is our number if you want to get on the show with us. I came across this on Twitter the other day.
Okay.
Been meaning to get to it, but it's very interesting.
Like a good interesting or bad interest?
Bad.
Oh, why?
And
ugh.
And kind of depressing.
What?
So sorry. But yeah, here's the stat.
Okay.
And it's from CFB Kings on Twitter.
CFB Kings, it sounds like a college football thing, so I feel like I know the direction this is going.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the tweet. Dating back to 2007.
Okay.
Tennessee is 0-30 against top 10 teams. Hold on. Just let that sink in. 0-30. The last time Tennessee beat a top 10 team was October 7th, 2006, against 10th-ranked Georgia.
I'll tell you what. In football season of 2007, I was 11 years old. Barely double digits into my life. Certainly not a Tennessee football fan yet.
You're still in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your dad's a Tennessee fan, though, right?
Yeah, we would watch all the games.
Okay.
For sure. That is hauntingly depressing. But You know, we have gotten close a couple times. Alabama was close with Dobbs. Alabama was close with Mount Cody.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at this at this list, do you have the tweet pulled up in front of you? Do you have the little graphic?
No.
If not, I can.
You want me to look it up?
Well, I can send it to you. It's a little depressing. Let me find it real quick. There we go. Sent to you, Rick. It's a little depressing because really, if you look at it, if you go down through the 30, there's only a few of them that are close. There's only a few. And if you go back.
Oh, my God. When they all stack up next to each other,
yeah.
It's daunting.
And, I mean, I don't know how many other teams have in that same time period have played top 10 teams. Like I would like to see how Tennessee compares to, say, I don't know, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. How many top 10 teams they've played and what their record is in this same time span. Well, I would venture to say it's not 30.
Okay, so you have 30 teams here, right? Here's the just the downfall of Tennessee, but apparently that we all love so much. Out of these 30, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And there's no 4th. 3 are not SEC. It's 27 times since 2007 we've played a top 10 opponent, or we've played one of our SEC games, and they've just happened to be top 10. 27 times. Like, I would love to know the numbers that other SEC schools have to do that, or even just schools around the country. These are not games that we've necessarily scheduled on purpose. No, they are Alabama. They are Georgia. They are Missouri, LSU, Florida, Georgia, Texas A&M. I mean, that is just brutal.
I mean, you go back, look at 2013. So, the most they have is 3, like, the most a single year has is 3. It's usually about 2 per year.
Yeah, 2011 and 2013 and 2010.
2013 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. We played 5 top 10 teams in 2013, Butch Jones' first year.
You played 1, 2, 6, 7, 10. Georgia, you played incredibly close. You lost by 3, 34-31.
The rest I remember of the games, that game. I'm pretty sure that was the overtime game here. That was the
was that the Pig Howard game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was that one. I remember all those games. I remember the Auburn game. Ugh. Ugh.
Do you have any more on this, or can I boost a little sunshine into here?
You don't like where I'm taking this? You don't like the dark, never-ending path to our demise?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Sure, Rick. Be a sheep. Pump some sunshine in here.
Be a sheep. Get out of here. All right. Linebacker Darrell Taylor, known badass for the Tennessee Volunteers, has just been named first-team preseason All-SEC team, as well as the 4th team preseason All-American team. So I got to think, they're saying he's the what? The 7th or 8th best linebacker in the country. I got to think they probably go too deep on each one of those.
Yeah. Probably so.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the – I mean, you lost your entire defensive line. I mean, he's really the only player that you could maybe even kind of put in something like this. We just don't really have anybody. Not that's proven anything. consistently that could be on this list.
Brandon.
What, Rick?
What are you doing?
I'm just being real. I'm being honest.
Being a Debbie Downer here.
All right, if you and Chance give me this, you give me a hard time for this, but if y'all want to live in a fantasy world, go ahead.
You got to take your wins when you get them, okay? When they don't come very often, you celebrate what you can. All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy. Don't turn into a dull boy here. You got to enjoy the little things. It was one of the rules of Zombieland. Enjoy the little things.
Never seen Zombieland.
What?
No. Not. Sorry. Get used to it. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. You should know this, Rick.
You do need to watch that movie.
I'll pass.
No, it was good. The curly-headed dude.
Jesse Eisenberg,
Lex Luthor, and then Woody Harrelson, and Emma Stone.
Okay.
Knockout cast.
All right.
Very funny.
So I can't be real. You want me to just lie to people?
It's not about lying to people. You could at least give DT a little more praise than you gave him. You went straight into... Well, he's there, but we ain't got no one else.
Okay.
Because we
suck. How about this? Daryl Taylor, he's a nice player. He's probably the only guy that will get drafted next year. So, yeah, he probably deserves this. There you go. How about that? How was that?
Senior wide receiver Marquez Callaway, fourth team wide receiver.
Fourth.
Nigel Warrior, third team defensive back.
Really?
Bryce Thompson, third team defensive back. Bryce Thompson also received preseason All-SEC honors from Phil Steele.
Nigel Warrior, third team, really?
That does kind of seem like a stretch.
I mean,
no, wait, I will not let you infect me with this negativity. Nigel Warrior deserves to be there.
For what? For what? What's he done?
He's one of the top six defensive backs. Top 12.
On our roster? Okay, I'll give you that.
Clearly in the SEC.
No! You mean to tell me that there are... that you would take Nigel Warrior over everybody but the top... but those? There's nobody else that you would take over Nigel Warrior?
Well, I think Bryce Thompson deserves to be there.
I don't get all the hype for Nigel Warrior.
I feel like Alante should have been there.
He's not. I would put Alante Taylor over Nigel Warrior. He's not done anything. He's shown flashes. Yeah, he always looks good in camp. He's got a cool name. But
would you like to know the stats on him?
Sure.
94 total tackles, one tackle for loss, one pass defended. Second most tackles on UT's team last season. Also had a 41-yard kickoff return.
Okay.
It's one of his best stats, apparently. He had a 41-yard kickoff return.
For a touchdown?
No. The length of the field is not 41 yards.
I know this, Rick.
What did they kick? They kicked it 10 yards?
You don't know? It could have been a short kick.
Shanked it.
Yes, it could have been an onside.
You can't return an onside kick.
Well, in the NCAA video game, you can. In Madden, the video game, you can.
Can you return an onside kick? I don't think you can.
Well, is it,
no, I think you
if
can.
If the team that kicked it recovers it, it's downed. But I think that's the...
Yeah.
The other team can?
You can pick it up. You can keep going with it.
Okay.
Don't throw your fake news at me.
I think Nigel Warrior will have a bounce back year. I think he'll look a lot better this year with other guys around him.
I do too.
Everybody's getting better. That secondary with Ansley coming in, I think it's going to be pretty pretty impressive next year.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Troy on Twitter asked he was asking about Kerry Blackshear. Ask if he had similar numbers to P.J. Washington. So Blackshear averaged 14.9 points per game last year. P.J. Washington averaged 15.2. And they both averaged the same amount of rebounds, 7.5. So they're very similar players. Very similar.
And P.J. Washington is what, like an expected top 15 pick or so?
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely expected to go, I would think, first round.
We have got to get you on the positive side of things.
Rick.
Once football season comes, you can do whatever you want. You can go into that dark pit, okay?
Rick.
Celebrate the little things. Enjoy the little things.
How long have you been following Tennessee football? Like, closely?
Probably about 6 or 7 years. Intently.
And you still haven't learned?
I mean, I've learned my lesson over and over. That's why I picked us at 6-6.
You started.
I'm not going anywhere above 6-6.
You started caring in 2013?
Roughly.
So you didn't – the Dooley era, the Kiffin, the end of Fulmer.
Well, I watched them, but it wasn't like I knew all the players as well as I do now.
You should know, Rick. Things aren't sunshine and rainbows around here. It's just not how things work.
You should know that we'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about it on the drive.
It's a very pressing issue.
Me, you, and Cody moving in together. Yep. Actually, I guess you guys already live together. I'm moving in with you guys.
No, we're moving in together because we're moving out of where we are now.
Okay, all right. I guess we're all moving together to a new place.
Yes.
What will that place be? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
We talked about this a month ago. The writing was on the wall a month ago. And we said, all right, we got to find a place to live. Oh, we got a little group text together. We sent some good prospects for houses.
We drug our feet.
Sent a couple good ones. Came back a week later. Our two favorite ones were gone. We said, well, I guess we'll figure it out eventually. And then we found another one about a week after that. Waited a little while because vacations and I was gone. Cody was gone, whatever. Looked back at it. Now that one was gone. There is no – why is there no urgency for us to find a living place when we have to be there next month?
I don't know, Rick.
This is a disaster. I'm getting kicked out of my house in mid-July. You guys at least have yours till the end of July. I have to be out of my house in about a month. And we have absolutely no idea what our living situation is. I've already asked Russell – numerous times if I could stay with him. The answer is still no.
I don't think that answer is going to change.
We've got to figure it out.
You've got to find a living arrangement.
No, Brandon. We have to find a living
arrangement.
That's
what I meant.
Well, you said you. Ooh,
we.
Tension.
We have to find a living arrangement. Me, you, and Cody have to find a place to live.
We got to do it like this week.
Yeah.
What happens if we don't find a place?
I don't know, I guess. I mean, we'll find a place. I mean, it's not that hard, is it? We'll find a place.
We're going to find a place over in, like, Oak Ridge because all the Knoxville places are taken at this point.
No, Rick, it's not true.
Guarantee they are.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We can find a place. We can find a place. We're not going to have to live all the way out in Oak Ridge. Not if there's anything wrong with Oak Ridge. Just a little bit far, a little bit out of the way.
I'm a fan of Oak Ridge.
Yeah?
They got a nice place for rowing. From what I've heard.
Rowing?
Rowing.
Are you a rower?
No.
Why would you say that?
I've just noticed that about it, all right? I've noticed that.
So you've taken many trips to Oak Ridge, and in your trips, you've noticed that they have a nice place for rowing.
Yes, I have.
How do you know what a nice place for rowing looks like?
They have the championships there.
Bang! Matt,
you know what? I'm done with this hour. You two can take it home.
Goodbye and good night, Brandon Orrick.
Adios, muchacho.
Well, we'll give him a Snickers bar. He's not him today. We'll figure it out. Hour number two of the Blitz coming up next.